Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And this hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
Now with no timeouts, I think that the Patriots, with this field position, you have to just run the clock out. You have to play for overtime now. I don't think you want to force anything here. You don't want to do anything stupid because you have no timeouts and you're backed up. You know, I don't agree with what the Patriots are doing right here. I would play for overtime. If I had good field position, I would.
Has graciously offered to forego the $1,000 that he usually charges for inside information. Aren't you signing autographs at the Encore Boston Harbor this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. That's at the new WynnBET Sports Bar?
Sunday, yeah.
Sunday.
That'll be Sunday.
What is there a charge for that? Or
no, this is free. There'll be food there, I think so.
Pro bono.
Yeah, this is free. But I won't be telling the story, so that's the difference.
No, right.
It's all about the story. Right.
By the way, quick aside about that Madden quote. So the next year, the Patriots opened up Gillette Stadium to begin the 2002 season, and it was a Sunday night primetime game. The things the Pats fans were yelling in the direction of John Madden was one of the best moments of being inside that stadium. It was hilarious.
Request earlier from a listener that Wiggy inform us what was going on in the huddle, and Wiggy said he would actually share what he said. In said huddle.
Yeah, so, all right, so we got to the point, we're in the huddle, and this was before the game-winning kick, the play before the game-winning kick. And if you have, you got to remember where the story started, okay? We all remember.
East Boston.
It started there.
Yes.
Well, it started with a twinkle in my mother's eye when she met this strapping young Caribbean black guy.
Uh-huh. And was he a traveling salesman or something?
He must have, because after that, we never seen him again.
Okay.
So
I don't think he sold dictionaries.
Was he a sailor in town on leave?
I have no idea what he is.
What
he did. To this day, I couldn't tell you what he looked like. I just know he was from the islands. He must have said, I want you know, girl.
Did he work at Sandals, Jamaica?
It could have been.
Was he stealthing?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
She met him in New York, so who the hell knows?
Okay. All right, anyway. Yeah,
okay. So it all started.
Is only going to get worse. Yeah, so anyway, go ahead, yes. Where did it start?
It started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
So it actually started in the Oakland game. Uh-huh. The infamous snowball game. We remember that play, the Charles Woodson play.
Yeah.
Comes off the edge, makes the play, boom. So it starts there. So we get to the play right before the Vinatieri field goal. Now, we're probably about 56 yards away for a field goal from Vinatieri from there. But any kicker, that's tough when you're going outside of 50 yards. So we needed another 7-8 yards. So we call the play, which was very similar to what we ran in Oakland. But the only difference was this time around, Brady goes to me in the huddle. He goes, I'm coming to you. I'm throwing you the football. Mm. And I said, hey, Tom, don't worry about it. You throw the football, I'll get open. And in that huddle, when we were talking about the play, and he's like, no, I am coming to you. I said, man, you just throw the football, I'll be open. Right? And the play was they brought a blitz off the backside, and they tried to cover me with Leonard Little, who was the defensive end, which was a win all day for me. I was, you know, I was chomping at the bit. And Brady made the smart decision to do what he didn't do in Oakland, which was to come to me. Because in the Oakland game, he should have been throwing the ball to me, not looking to the backside to David Patton. But from watching the film, he knew he made the mistake. And that's why he said pre-snap, hey, I am coming to you here. No matter what you do, no matter what defense, I'm coming to you. So in that play in the huddle, that's when I told him he's coming to me. So I remember lining up. And I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me, and I got the eyes. And I look down, and I see Leonard Little peeking at me, defensive end. And I said, ooh, I got me one here, right? Because they had a zone blitz off the backside where they tried to cover me with him. So I ran this little return route. It's a similar route to what Julian Edelman caught in the Super Bowl where he started in, and then he went back out. So I started in like I was running across the field, and everybody knows I was such a great route runner. I mean, I think Charlie Weiss might have said that, and Christian will back that up. If you don't believe me, you can ask Christian. He'll be on from 2 to 6 with Lou Maloney. And I run the return route, and Brady, when I tell you, Curtis, you're going to love this one.
I love you.
He put this pass right there, right in my wheelhouse, right? You know, it really
you
didn't
You do have a big wheelhouse.
It really didn't matter because I caught everything. But it was beautiful coming out of his hand. And, you know, you could just see the spin of the ball. And my mindset was, okay, catch it, turn, dip, hold on to it, get up, because I knew the situation, and we're going to spike the football. So I run the route, boom, he throws me the football. He comes up, he spikes it, he spins it on his hand. You know, you remember that? He spins it on his hand.
That was the coolest moment of that entire process. I've never seen a quarterback spike the ball
right
in that moment with that pressure to end the Super Bowl. Put his hand out and spin it like that. That was a baller
move.
That was
a baller move. Bigger baller move after he spins it. I said, what'd I tell you?
Oh, you did.
And what'd he say?
I knew it all from day. I knew it right from the time it was there. I wasn't nervous on that play. The next play was the field goal. And I was one of the wings where Gronkowski used to be where he got hurt. Remember on the little wing, like sitting behind the tight end?
Lemon pepper.
Yeah. And I was more nervous there than I was knowing the football was coming to
me.
Yes. Because you don't want to be the guy who misses or gets called for a holding and you got to move the field goal back or your guy comes through and blocks the field goal. So I was more nervous there, and the prior play, I knew I was getting the football, and I was just like, dude. And that's my story.
This guy got Vinatieri in range, and it's right down the pipe.
This story now officially longer than that actual Super Bowl, by the way.
No.
A texter says, can I get a refund, please? Well, that's it was why, free. You didn't pay for it.
That's why
I liked it.
That's why I normally charge $1,000.
Yeah,
so you got it for free.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
We got to play the Santos call if we're going to do the call of that.
Well, I came in with the Madden call.
Yeah, so that was a little insight to in the huddle in that game. And those are the things, like, as a player, when we talk about Brady playing a 50, like, those are the things I miss. Like, you can't get that back.
Right. Rejoin request for Wiggy's father from a texter, Brandy Looking Glass.
All right.
is that all right? Yes. What
I thought it was my father was a Rolling Stone.
I would like to request every Friday at this time we get a Wiggy story from the huddle.
Okay.
All some right. good ones.
I love that. That was excellent.
You know, the show ends at 10.
I'm fine with that. This is Paul from Rhode Island. What's up, Paul?
Good morning, boys. How you doing?
How are you?
Good. I'm well, thank you. Great show.
Thank
Wiggy,
you.
What is it?
What up?
What is it, Wiggy?
What's up?
Listen, let's get right to the point. Charlie Weiss did not say, but I'll say it, the NFL is changing, okay? And the NFL wants all these old quarterbacks to go away. They want these young brothers to take over that position, okay? These young quarterbacks are the new deal in the NFL, okay? That's no lie. That's no lie. The second thing, there is a way to protect these quarterbacks like our own Mac Jones, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This kid must be protected, okay? When I'm done, maybe you could play the ghost of Tom Jones by Rage Against the Machine, because that's what Brady is. He is a ghost. Brady is a ghost.
Wow.
And he's got 6 Super Bowls.
Oh, okay? 7.
All 7. But 7 because he did not stay here because of Billy Pitts and his wife, okay? The guy is not here because of those 2 people.
Okay, thank you. Charlie Weiss sounded to me like he is a Belichick over Brady guy. Once again, when he was on the program earlier. But
I also made this sign.
What was the sign?
I'm not a boy.
I'm not a boy.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Morning,
and, oh, gentlemen. Yeah, and, I'm a woman.
And woman. And,
yeah. Good morning.
You don't need to know my name, but I'm a woman.
Good morning, gentlemen. And
gal, lady.
End of the night hot.
Oh,
or good morning. Good morning, gentlemen and woman.
Or what Ken would say, fox.
Good morning.
I like fox.
Oh, fox.
Rodney likes fox.
Yeah.
Fox.
You
who doesn't want to be called a fox?
Well, I mean, it's not 1989.
I don't think Charlie Weiss is in a position to talk about other people's looks.
Charlie Weiss?
I don't know.
It was shocking to me that Ken used the word fox.
Right.
It's like, what do you think of the word fella? Biden uses that
hey,
one a lot.
Hey, fella?
Is that one, like when he was talking about the Australian Prime Minister, couldn't remember his name?
And I want to thank that fella down under.
Yeah, the fella down under.
Yeah,
fella. You know, that fella. That's a word you don't often hear as much.
Right.
Fox and fella, I think, are very different.
Yes, you think so?
Fella is like, I'm watching an oldies movie.
Right.
Fox, I think, is used in the 21st century.
It is?
Really?
Yeah.
When's the last time, be honest, you heard a guy go, somebody man, look at that fox over there?
I don't know, but I...
Exactly.
No, it's not jarring. When he said it, it didn't jump out at me.
Hey. All right. Let's get to Ken and what is trending this morning.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now brought to you by Subaru and the Outback Wilderness. All new in 2022. Find your authorized retailer, SubaruofNewEngland.com, for Adventure Elevated. Patriots Friday winds on. Damian Harris with Gresham Keefe, 11 o'clock today. That'll be interesting, coming off those fumbles. And Michael Lombardi, 4 o'clock. We had Charlie Weiss on earlier. Basically said Mac Jones is ahead of Brady, right? That is a big
he
quote.
Did.
Way mm-hmm. ahead of him.
But, you know, you got to give him credit. He was talking about Mac Jones and how great he would be months ago on this program.
He called it.
Yeah, so you're saying he's invested in Mac's success now?
Yes. But I give him credit for being early on.
Yep. Well, the Patriots have the Jets 1 o'clock Sunday on the road. New England, a 6-point favorite. Although the injury report not great, Trent Brown and Kyle Van Noy missed their second day of practice. And on the report now, Jonnu Smith with a hip, Quinn Nordine with an abdomen. Oh. So
today's big Friday practice because it's a lot of times, you know, a little behind the scenes here. This one is another free nugget I'll give you. But a lot of times if a guy doesn't practice on Friday, a lot of times that means he's not going to play.
Now, we did a poll question earlier. It was a hot poll. More must win, Patriots, Jets, or Red Sox sweeping the Orioles,
right,
all 3 at Fenway.
Right.
I am trying to lose.
Yeah,
here we go.
I'm going to go patch.
Which
Jets
is more of a must win / wins? Because one's a sweep. Pats beat the Jets 69% of the votes.
Yep.
And that's the most of
really?
Most, more of a must win.
That's tough.
I don't know. I'm going to go Red Sox. I mean, I get it. It's a division game Sunday. You don't want to be 0-2.
Right.
But you can. You're Bill Belichick. You're the New England Patriots. You can recover from that. Red Sox, it's only 13 games left, right?
Yeah, but you
14,
say,
I think. Or is it 13?
I think it's 13.
You might be right.
Favor it.
He's saying a sweep. The Red Sox can go 2-1 and still be good.
8-6. 14. 8 right. game homestand, 6 road to finish.
Okay.
Right. The Red Sox could go 2-1 against Baltimore and that'd still be good enough.
Yeah, but you want to, in my opinion, because the Yankees are only, what are they, a half game back now that they're out of the virtual tie?
Yeah, even in the lost call.
You want to put distance there.
Right.
And you put distance there by winning baseball games.
But that distance comes when you play them.
Yeah.
Now that's the series you want to sweep.
That's next weekend at Fenway. All lefties starting for the Orioles. Red Sox have been okay against lefties, but they're all with ERAs like above 8, so you better win these anyway. Chris Sale returns with Matt Barnes off the COVID list. College football tomorrow,
Any trouble with Temple? Any upset alert here, Coco?
No, I think we're going to be able to handle Temple.
Ooh.
No, don't sleep on Temple.
Could be a trap game.
No, the new AD was from Temple, so he doesn't want to lose to where he was just working.
Yeah, but you just lost your starting quarterback, though.
Yep. Next man up.
But Grossell has had experience playing. Like, it's not his first game starting for BC. So.
Okay.
14-point favorites. That's at 12 noon on AM 850.
Because they're a passing team now. No longer are they the BC run the football. They're, yeah. What they got that kid? What's that the kid's name? Zay.
Chucky Dukes.
Zay Flowers, right?
Yeah, he's fast. Yeah.
Last night, Washington wins at 32-29. Joe Judge 0-2. Giants 5th year in a row starting 0-2. That was on Thursday Night Football. And NFL Sunday, Wiggy, you're back for week two with the crew.
We are Gresh back. Keith. Some good stuff. I'm going to give you some good gambling tips, too, now that I was at Win Bet in Encore.
Beautiful.
I have three choices, I think, for you when it comes to Fox-related rejoins. I've been going over them in my head.
Jimmy?
Well, Jimi Hendrix is one. I don't want to give them all away.
Oh, wow.
Let's create some suspense here.
All right, Taylor Swift just announced she released her version of Wildest Dreams. She just announced on Twitter.
Really? How did I miss that?
Oh,
all right.
Let me talk about all the old songs, and I want to talk about something new, and he shuts it down. It's ridiculous.
What about the Ghost of Tom Jones? We're not going to play that?
It's the Ghost of Tom Joad. That guy blew it on that. But yes, we will.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Be right back.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Our colleague Greg Hill from WEI, the morning show, is here tonight at the game. Front row, right behind home plate, too.
Really?
It's good to be the morning, man. You have great seats.
On WEI.
agree with Lady Jade in the Twitch chat. If Babylon hates this song, I like it even more. Not a Babylon fan in the Twitch chat.
Oh, geez.
Individual drives me nuts. I may ban him. I may bring the gavel down and ban him or her.
Censorship.
No censorship.
So you give Price in Rhode Island an hour to talk about me and you ban Babylon.
Nah, he's going to go the way of Juddy. It's too much paperwork. I would have banned Juddy.
Did you guys make up yet?
Me and Juddy?
Yeah.
I saw him the other night. All the guy does is kiss my bottom when we're in public. And then in the Twitch chat, he's a real meanie. Too much paperwork involved in banning somebody, though. I don't have the time for that. Here's Dan. Hello, Dan.
Morning, Greg.
Hey, what's up, Dan?
How you doing, bud?
What's going on?
Luckily, my man Spaz let me on. I've been listening to you for a long, long time, bud.
Yes.
All I got to do is ask you. I'll pay money to your foundation if we could just stop talking about Tom Brady every 2 seconds every day.
I don't want to.
Your station.
I don't.
A lot of people don't run kiss his ass the rest of their lives. They're done with it.
I agree with you.
I love it. Excellent.
I agree with you. All right.
Oh, man.
I have a deal for.
Absolutely excellent. Excellent.
You have a deal, Chris?
I have a deal for Dan.
Yeah.
I say we talk about Patrick Mahomes for a couple minutes because he said one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. If you're going to take parenting advice, there are 335 million Americans I would choose ahead of the person that he's citing in an interview yesterday with ESPN.
Your coach, Andy Reid, told me that he is teaching you how to change diapers. Is this true?
He actually is. I've gotten all right at changing diapers. I'm not the best. I'm not going to lie to everybody. But I think if you gave me like the dummy baby and I could do it on paper, but as far as applying it to a moving baby that's screaming a little bit, crying a little bit, that's where I crack a little bit under the pressure.
Patrick, I'm picturing.
I mean, Andy Reid is a disaster of a father. And I would have Patrick Mahomes, who seems like a nice gentleman with a good family, I would just listen to your dad, Patrick. Don't ask Andy Reid for any parenting tips.
That reminds me, I have a scoop that I forgot to mention this morning.
My dad's better than Andy Reid.
I mean, my God.
A pretty legitimate scoop, I think.
Scoops? Scoop. Okay.
Pretty legitimate scoop.
Wow, we haven't had a scoop in a minute.
Kansas City Chiefs related.
Okay.
Pending one more test, Josh Gordon will be a Kansas City Chief.
Oh, that's a big scoop.
Man.
Wait, is this really something you heard?
Yes.
Wow.
That's a big story.
You're plugged in.
Don't start tweeting it and do all of that.
Too late. Adam Schefter's got
breaking news.
That is a scoop.
Scoops everywhere.
More than Dale ever had. Breaking.
Stop it, Curtis.
Well, you knew that was going to come.
Greg Hill says that Josh Gordon will be signing with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Pending what?
Fake news.
Pending a physical.
And Andy Reid has assigned him to be the team's bus driver as well.
Wow.
That's huge news there.
Anyway.
Also, we're talking about big moments like Patrick Mahomes being a dad, etc. We have to wish congratulations to two listeners, Mary and Andrew, who are getting married today.
Today?
Yes. Oh. Andrew's dad sent me a DM saying his destination wedding is in Gardner, Massachusetts. So congratulations to Mary and Andrew.
That's great.
It's weird that his dad invited you to the wedding, too.
No, I know.
I feel people are getting married like every day of the week because they had to put it off for a year and a half.
Yeah.
So people get stuck with like the Sunday wedding and the Tuesday wedding.
What day it's on? Oh, well, you want a Friday wedding?
Yeah, I think people want like the whole weekend to do the whole wedding thing. What? By the way,
Amen.
Yeah, our vice president of Twitch services, Amen Corner
E Money,
was telling Courtney, is this right or wrong? Was telling Courtney that he's going to I think he's okay with sharing this, right?
Yeah.
Was going to a wedding, and the individual at the wedding said, in lieu of a gift, just Venmo us? Just
give money. They were looking for money on Venmo or Cash App instead of like cash in an envelope with a card.
But do you say that?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of doing things.
What's wrong with that? I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that?
Yep.
I think for lazy, like for the laziness aspect, it's kind of brilliant.
I mean,
but
listen, you should give. I mean, the best wedding gift is obviously cash.
If I could redo my wedding, I would say cash only. I don't want no gifts.
I don't know.
Kick me out, how about that?
We have some things on our registry that we would...
Like what?
A bed.
Oh, well, if they give you cash, you can go
bed.
Out...
A bed.
Right, well, what if somebody...
And bedding.
Who's going to buy you a bed?
I don't know. We
bedding.
Put it on there just in case.
I mean, it's so weird.
Do you have
sleeping on the bed and bought
by somebody
else?
Do you have a house on there,
else?
Too? Like
no.
A condo in the back bay?
No,
I mean,
but we have, like, bedding and... Yeah. You know,
go to Bed Bath & Beyond, well, get you a nice comforter set.
Courtney,
cash
for,
is the way to go.
For 20 consecutive weddings, Greg has given a Davio's gift card.
That is a smart idea. Cash only wedding.
Yeah, I understand that, but is it right to tell people that?
Yes. Because people are always like, oh, what should I get? Do they need another blender? Do they need another microwave or a
well, if
basket?
They're not putting it on their registry, if they don't need it.
How many people really go to the registry?
A lot.
They go to Sears? They're still going there?
Sears is
closed. Sears?
Yeah.
So where are they going to registries
like
now?
Like Crate and Barrel, Pottery Barn.
Yeah, exactly.
Santo registered at the Bass Pro Shops, which is really interesting.
What are you getting, like an electric knife? No, just don't. Just bring money. On Venmo.
Santo!
By the way, ESPN has picked up on this Josh Gordon tweet. And
what?
Now there's people with foreign languages retweeting it.
Wow,
so it's gone around the world.
Oh, no.
Wow.
You're not getting any more scoops from whoever gave you that.
No, Adam Schefter's calling in tomorrow. My sources are telling me I'm not hearing this, Greg.
Who's been more wrong than Schefter lately?
General Zod.
Again?
My source is Kevin from Quincy. His wife works with Josh Gordon's sister. That's my source. All right.
Well, I like it. Cash only weddings.
Coming up on Monday, Bill Belichick at 6:30 and Boomer Esiason at 8 on a Patriots Monday here at WEEI.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We'll be right back.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
He's throwing disses left, right, and center.
On WEEI.
spookiest line of the morning, by the way, may be Curtis suggesting that Aretha Franklin now has the respect that she was looking for because Rolling Stone has rewritten their top 500 song list of all time, and respect is now number one.
Wow.
Oh, great.
Hi, Gresh.
Hey, how are you?
How are you? The crossover today is brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Oh, there you go. Yes. There you
I liked Sam Cooke. I think Sam Cooke should have been number one.
I think Sam Cooke was number three.
Yeah, it was. So, or Public Enemies.
Public
Fight
Enemies.
Power.
You think Public
Enemies. Classic.
I love Public Enemy, but you think that that's the number two song of all time in the history of recorded music?
Ooh. All Too Well, Taylor Swift.
I don't think so.
You buried the lead. You love Public Enemy?
I do love Public Enemy.
I can't envision you in a helicopter going to Nantucket listening to Public Enemy.
Big Public Enemy guy.
It's a great song.
Ghostface Killer. Speaking of the cape, Texter was, because you were talking about weddings.
Yes.
Texter was talking about this wedding in Chatham this weekend. Mm. That the Obamas are attending, which is a $6.5 million wedding.
Better step it up, Courtney.
Can you imagine?
I wonder where it's at.
What a waste of money.
It's probably at CBI, at the Chatham Bars Inn.
No, it's got to be somewhere better. Like,
you think so?
I mean, CBI, I think, is amazing, but $6.5 million?
That's an awful lot on a wedding.
Chatham Bars Inn is the most expensive place I've ever been.
It's great, though. Yeah.
Probably a mansion somewhere down there on the water.
But Wauquasset's up there, too.
Yeah, I think Wauquasset may be better.
That feels like outdoor tent, big build out. You know what I mean? Yeah. $6.5 million. You got to be spending
you're building something.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
You know this. I'm a regular guy. Give me the Squire all day long. I don't need Chatham Bars.
Yeah. Regular man. Greg Hill, please.
Squire and Revere?
I mow my own lawn.
So listen, must win Sunday. For our beloved New England Patriots?
Well, I think it's, must win might be a tad hyperbolous. Obviously, like, there's only 17 of them. It's not like the Red Sox where you can bounce back in a series. Yeah. But I think it's vitally important for the defense to kind of bounce back and play well. More on that front seven.
What? No, they let up 17 points.
But it's more than that. Lawrence Guy came on with us, and the first thing that he said was, in the first quarter and in the critical situations, we didn't stop the run. I mean, come on, Wiggs. You know it at the end of the game.
I give you the first drive, and then the last possession that the Dolphins have, I don't think it was about the run. I don't think it was about giving up that second and 14, giving out that slant on first down, which led to second and one.
Just like the Patriots have to get better on first down to be able to make their third downs easier, and I know that was a big theme this week in terms of being better on the earlier downs, I kind of think it's the same thing with the defense as well. There wasn't enough third and long situations. They need to tighten up first down defensively against the run. Even Rodney Harrison, we have the audio coming up a little bit later on. Even Rodney was critical of the front seven, but it's also the expectations as well. Like, we looked at all the linebackers being back, and then you realize Van Noy still on the injury list. Maybe there was something going on with him. So
they got to score points. That's it. If they can,
that'll help, no question.
If I were to tell you the Patriots defense gave up 17, you'd have been like, man, that's an easy win for them. When you look at that game, you know, yeah, there was a couple plays that they gave up, and some of the – I thought the run defense was good throughout the whole game. But 17 points, that's a win on any team when your defense only allows 17 and your offense scores 16.
I don't disagree with that from a macro level, but from a micro level, when you're Bill Belichick and you have three timeouts outside the two-minute warning so that you can manipulate it however you want. If you give a big chunker on first down, you can still wait, use the two-minute warning if you want as a de facto timeout. Even at the end of the game after Harris fumbled, it was still set up for them to have success where they normally would. They'd figure out how to get that stop, get it to third down, get the ball back. That's a critical situation that the defense didn't come through. Mm. And even though, to your point, they only gave up 17, they could have won the game if they got a stop there. And they had multiple chances to do it.
Unlikely that Bill loses to a rookie quarterback, right?
Well, there's that, too. I mean, the Jets are the Jets. They're going to jet it up. I mean, you know, a part of the genius of Bill Belichick is waiting for other rubes on the other side to make mistakes. And you know it's coming.
Did he lose to a rookie quarterback last year? Wasn't Tua Tagovailoa a rookie when they played Miami?
Was it Tua or was it Fitzpatrick?
No, there was the Splitsville there. Yeah,
they were doing the split.
But the second game, I believe, was Tua.
It was the second game where it was Tua, yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa.
What are you guys doing today?
We're going to get into the one word that you would use to describe Mac Jones. Mm. And can you come up with one that also doesn't describe Tom Brady, since everybody is doing all the comparisons? Ooh. Damian Harris will be with us at 11 o'clock. Knock on wood on that. Keith's Keys at 11:45. Week in review. We got some good screw-ups and the NFL roundup and degeneration bets. We're going to help you make some money like we did last week.
Excellent.
Two quick notes. One, John Tomasi two nights ago referred to Mac Jones as adorable, and I think that's a good word for him.
That's a good one.
And secondly, according to someone on Twitch, it's at Chatham Barzin, and they've hired Bruno Mars.
Wow.
For the wedding?
Okay, well, that makes sense.
There's a million right there.
Yeah,
that's at least a million.
Okay.
There's a million, the security and the venue. That's two and a half all the way around, right?
I like Bruno Mars, but I'll be enjoying Rosé tonight. Ricky Ross.
Oh, you're going?
That's who you're going to have somebody at your wedding get Rick Ross.
They had Rick Ross at one of the Super Bowl parties.
Oh,
I think the one in Arizona.
Oh, you're are you going to Ricky Rose
tonight?
I'm going
to Ricky Rose tonight.
Oh, anybody else invited around here?
I didn't get an invite.
Nope.
Ricky Rose performing at Dossier's.
My man Smoke Bulger, who's down with MMG, who signed to Rick Ross's label. He'll be performing there as well. So, you know.
So you got the hookup?
It's at Big Night Live.
Oh, did you get the hookup?
I got a little something.
And you didn't get to...
Wait, so you can't invite anybody else?
Yeah, you guys are more than welcome to come. Just say, hey, Wiggy said, we here. That's how we operate.
And then we'll be calling Wiggy. You won't be picking up.
That's an easy way to waste a Friday night. You want to talk your way in there, too.
Wiggy told me to be prompt.
Yes.
All right, we got to go. Gresh,
they're going to look at this dude like, what? You sure you're at the right venue?
Gresh. Gresh and Keith is next.
Man, hit this.
I'll be there.
We'll be back Monday for Patriots Monday with Bill Belichick at 6:30 and Boomer Esiason at 8. Have a great weekend. Thank you very much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.